Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
To the show, everybody. I mean, Rossi, hello, top of the morning.
Hello to you. And I mean, hello.
Always, hello. We're always so excited when she's here because she is family. She has been the distinguished host of Inside Edition for 29 years. Deborah Norville, everybody.
Yes, Norville.
Literally next door, my studio's right over there.
Yeah,
like, I didn't travel far.
And you just received your Lifetime Achievement Award honors. About your work. When you're looking at a ceremony like that and you're experiencing almost a this is your life moment.
Oh, for sure, it's like flashes before you.
What stuck out for you?
I was reminded of, it was 1990, September of 1990, Iraq had invaded Kuwait, and I was the anchor of the Today Show, and I interviewed Britain's Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. First interview of her day. She told me and the world that over dinner, she and President Bush had decided it would be nice to have a resolution authorizing the invasion of Iraq, but they didn't feel like they needed one. And back in those days, there was a bell that went off when there was a big news alert, and around the world it was ding, 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 UK and US prepared to invade Iraq. Now, we didn't say they told Deborah Norville, but I knew she told Deborah Norville. That was cool.
Wow.
You were magnificent.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
And what was really neat about it, you know, as a woman, you'll appreciate this, the way she said it, she was so certain. Man, if I'd been Saddam Hussein seeing that, I would've been like, ooh, I better just get out of Kuwait right now, because it's not gonna be good.
She also knew exactly who she was telling it to, Deborah Norville. Well, that's why you get a Lifetime Achievement.
That's sweet. Sure. I appreciate that.
I'm just so grateful also that we've all been in this, you know, since the beginning, when you taught me also in the height of the pandemic, trying to do this show, about the gratitude journals, and I wanted to show you something.
You brought them, your little books.
I remember this moment. You told us about this.
So this is since we started. These are my gratitude journals that Deborah has inspired me to write.
So you can have the most crappy day in the world. You can pick up any one of these little books, and y'all can do the same thing at home. It's gonna change your world.
And in the words of Taylor Swift, look what you made me do.
Well, there you go.
So, it's time to investigate some of our favorite crime stories. That's right. It's another edition of True Crime. Inside Edition. Here we go.
Look at that.
And our esteemed colleague, Deborah Norville, the one and only, the Lifetime Achievement winner, shall kick us off. Deborah?
The Washington Post reports that Paul McCartney has been reunited with his bass guitar that was stolen 51 years ago with the help of his loyal fan base. One of the last sightings of the guitar was in London in 1969 while the band was writing Let It Be. And sometime after that, it just vanished. Well, fans set up a crowdsourcing endeavor just in the last year. They called it the Lost Bass Project. And with hundreds of tips, they tracked down the instrument. It's back in Paul McCartney's hands. But it could be worth millions, because a couple of years ago, there was a John Lennon guitar that turned up after being gone for decades. That guitar sold at auction for $2.4 million.
Oh, my God.
So find your lost stuff.
Have you ever had anyone steal something that you wanted to get back?
I lent someone a book, and not only was it a great story, but there was an awesome lentil soup recipe in there. Yes. And this is like 30 years ago I left that.
And
I could go
still
buy the book, but like I want my book back.
I know. I lost a friendship. My friend, he borrowed my book, Bastard Out of Carolina, and I really just loved the book, and he took it, and I was like, can I please get my book back? And he's like, oh, I threw it away. And I was like, you're dead to me. All right, next, Santa's naughty list just got a little longer because Business Insider says a woman lost her injury claim after lawyers found a photo of her winning a Christmas tree throwing competition. She said that she was in a car accident that left her unable to work for 5 years due to injury, and she sued the insurance company for over $800,000, claiming that she also could not carry her children or lift heavy bags. And then that photo came out. And her case was dismissed.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you claim you can't lift anything, don't go to a Christmas tree throwing competition.
But I love these stories. We do these. This is like gold for Inside
it's
Edition.
So fun.
And it's so much fun to get the guy who says, oh, he can barely walk. And you get him coming out of the gym with his gym bag and like weights in his hand.
Totally. Like, what do you think? All right, next, the Associated Press reports that a man was caught at the Canadian border with pythons in his pants.
Yeah, I love that.
You heard that right. He was put on probation and fined $5,000 for trying to smuggle 3 Burmese pythons into New York from Canada in his pants. Okay, congratulations, sir. I should note, the Burmese python is one of the world's largest snakes, and he put 3 in his pants. And I just say, if you want to, like, smuggle pythons in your pants, it's not that hard. Look, I've had a chihuahua down here the whole time.
Oh, Audrey!
The whole time!
Well...
Oh, and look who showed up.
There's
Drew's
another one.
Doggy showed up. He was jealous.
Good news, because we actually have another dog coming out in a minute with Simu Liu. His new movie with Mark Wahlberg is this extraordinary true story about this dog that went on this incredible journey. He just performed on the Oscars with Ryan Gosling. Simu Liu is on his way out. And Deborah Norville, we love you.
Thank
so
you very
much. And we will be right back.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects, but there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Been counting counting down the days because I just can't get enough of our next guest. He made history in 2021 as the first Asian superhero in Shang-Chi, the Marvel Universe. He ends up backflipping into our hearts as one of the great Kens in Barbie, and now he is starring alongside Mark Wahlberg in a movie that I am so excited about. It's called Arthur the King, and it's a true story. Please welcome the one and only Simu Liu.
They're saying hi. This is all
and
my dreams are coming
Chopa.
True.
Okay, now this is Chopa.
Good girl.
Hi, Chopa.
Oh.
How are you? Welcome here,
She's
and it is
good.
So nice to meet you.
We flew all the way here to go on a play
hi,
date with
Chopa.
You guys.
Chopa. Oh, thank you so much for coming. Look at him. What are you staring at, Douglas?
He's like. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Chopa.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, there we go. You know what? I think we need to do is we need to switch places.
We
you
should.
Sit with Douglas.
Okay.
I'll
right.
sit with Chopa.
Let's.
Does that work for
I think
you,
that's a great idea.
Simu? Now, is it true that you adopted Chopa on the set of the movie Arthur
yes.
the King?
I fell hopelessly in love. One day we show up and there's just like 15 dogs that have been wrangled together. So it was like a big scene, you know. The movie is about stray dogs in the Dominican, so we had these dogs that were supplied by a shelter. And she just, you know when you have that special connection, and you just, right, you see it in their eyes, and it's just it's something about Chopa was definite. Like, we were just connecting on so many levels, and I talked to the wranglers, and I was like, hey, do you think I could just foster this dog for, like, a couple days? And I knew it wasn't gonna be a couple days.
But that, you know, that's good. You were
yeah.
you were dating.
We were in the dating, yeah, yeah.
But I, you know, I'm really excited about this movie. I mean, Arthur the King, first of all, I love Mark Wahlberg,
uh-huh.
so that's so fun, you know,
yeah.
to watch
yeah.
him. I love you guys being together and talking about, like, human endurance
yes.
meets the conversation of what is it about animals that can lead.
I love that.
And, you know, when do we turn our trust to them?
Yeah.
And what is that relationship? And that's not often explored in this type of heightened setting.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there's like an Iron Man type of, but Iron
uh-huh.
Man on steroids.
Uh-huh.
I just can't believe this is a true story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's so much of it I didn't believe reading the script for the first time. The first of all, being that adventure racing is a thing that people partake in. I mean, you said it, like it's like an Iron Man taking place over 10 days. And there are people who do this, like, competitively, like, they really live and breathe this sport.
And it's not just seeing what your capacity is, you're competing against other
mm-hmm,
people.
Mm-hmm. It's a sport in, like, the loosest sense of the term. It's like, you get from these two points, like, point A to point B, but, like, you need to navigate, like, you figure out a way, and there's, like, whatever, like, everything is fair game. So if you encounter, like, a zip line in the middle of the forest, like, you can use it. Which is what we do in the
yeah,
in the, in
and
the
you climb mountains with bikes strapped to your back, bicycles.
Something like that, yeah.
Like, it's insane. And but let's look at Arthur the King. I'm serious. I really am excited for this.
Hi, Leo. You're up. Let's go. Hey, Cheeky. Watch this. This one's for you, baby.
Okay, there is something about you that I am completely obsessed with and just, can I please speak to you
mm-hmm,
about
mm-hmm.
your career, your life before you truly became a movie star, you were like doing different types of jobs. In fact, were you an accountant?
I was an accountant, yeah. I worked for a little company called Deloitte.
Yes.
One of the, it's like a bit, you know.
I know Deloitte.
And I was objectively bad at it. I was hating my life every day. I was like dragging myself out of bed.
So what was
yeah.
it? What was like, What was the first step you took?
I did skip work to be an extra on a movie set.
Okay. Were you happy that day?
I was very happy that day. And it was like one of those, like, you know, it was Pacific Rim.
Oh my God, yes.
Which was like Guillermo del Toro. It was a big budget thing. And you know, it's like one of those days where there's 300 extras. So the day starts at like, I remember the day started at like 4:30.
4 a.m. Because they got to get sunrise. You got to be working and filming by the time the sun comes up.
You can't burn the daylight. You know, you can't burn the daylight. And so, and I remember too, like we were spray painted this like metallic blue because an alien had just exploded, so their blood was supposed to be like all over us. And I remember being like, "This is so freaking awesome," and I turned off my phone for the day, and I turned it on at the end of this like 16-hour day.
Yep.
And there's like 47 missed calls from work, but that was so. Then that's how I got found out. And then a few weeks later, I was let go. So then it was like, finally, for the first time, it was like, what do you want to do? What do you, Simu, want to do? And I kind of was like, I really like that day on set. So I think I might just try. And I had like negative connections to the industry. I seriously could not have known fewer people involved. But I started going on Craigslist, which is how I found this movie, by the way. The Pacific Rim movie was like going on Craigslist, like searching up. I would not recommend that you do that, by the way. Especially at this, you know, now in 2024, there's a lot of, like, don't get your start on Craigslist. There's agents that you can call and you know, ways to do it. But that was, you know, I was in Toronto, you know, not exactly Hollywood by any means. So I was just trying to find any chance to be on a set that I could. And it was like, it wasn't always these big budget movies. It was like music videos and student films. There's a lot of stuff that I've done that I'm like terribly embarrassed of that I hope never sees the light of day.
Well, actually.
Oh no.
We have, you were also a stock image model, which I look at you.
I look so happy.
The irony is, looks like you're
an
accountant and loving
and
life.
And loving my job, yeah. And that's how I knew I was gonna be a good actor.
And by the way, then they made it into a book, just so you know. Yeah, look. Well, we have to go to a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I wanna talk about all things Barbie. Barbie, Barbie, Barbie. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
All right, so you're performing at the Oscars. You are up there representing your kin. I mean, from this to the Oscars is like everything. This is what I believe life is, mm-hmm, the mm-hmm, journey mm-hmm. of how and where we get to. So how did it feel to be doing the song that is, I think, the anthem of our lives right now? It really is. It's just, uh-huh. it's the song that goes to so many different places and mm-hmm. hits on so many emotions mm-hmm. and everybody mm-hmm. loves it. And it's just like this perfect song.
I love that it's kind of become the theme song of non-toxic masculinity. You know what I mean?
Was it an amazing experience?
It was freaking surreal. Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, and I don't mean to say this like to really big myself up or anything, but while making the movie, I had this like weird vision that we were going to be performing at the Oscars. And I don't know why, but I think it was because, first of all, Greta was like such an iconic filmmaker in everything that she does. And then, you know, it's like day one of rehearsal, we're in a dance studio. Margot and Ryan are like fossying like across the dance floor. And I'm just like, this is crazy. And we're gonna do this on stage at the Oscars because people are gonna wanna see this.
And they do. We need it. I love Barbie so much. I love the film. I've seen it probably 20 something times now. Mm-hmm. And then I watched it with my daughters, who are gonna be 12 and 10. And nice. There's the line of like, we mothers stay still so our daughters can see how far they've come and gone. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, there's so much to that film. Yeah. And to take a concept, like here you go, here's Barbie, now do something with it.
Yeah.
What you guys did with it is so meaningful and it's introducing so much thoughtful life experience and the questions we should be asking ourselves in life. And it's a two-hander, it's Ken and Barbie. You know?
Yeah.
So thank you.
Oh my God. I will say this, which is that, I mean, it says something about, I think, femininity, but also masculinity.
Yes.
I've been saying, yes, of course, Barbie is a movie for women, but like, it's almost just as important that men watch it and internalize these messages.
I couldn't agree more. And I don't ever want to put men down to lift women up. You know, when we would make like Charlie's Angels, I was like, we are not going to pretend to be men. Mm-hmm. We are women and we love each other. And we're going to talk about dating in the middle of fighting because that's what girls would do. Mm-hmm. And we,
absolutely.
You know, it's like we've got to give respect to both genders and lift each other up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Our guest today, Ainsley, has a question for you, if that's okay.
Please, yes.
Hi, I'm just a huge fan of Marvel and your movie Shang-Chi, and I was wondering if you were friends with or had any funny memories with recent award winner Robert Downey Jr.?
I think we made eye contact at the Oscars. Which is the best, I mean, was pretty, when you're on stage, you know, when you're on stage at all, it's pretty nerve-wracking, but when you're on stage at the, and you know, that room is like, oh, I'm, you know, when I'm hip thrusting, like, because that was part of the choreography, it's like, I am hip thrusting at Emma Stone. And if I turn, like, maybe like this many degrees, I'm hip thrusting directly at Robert Downey Jr. And I did at certain points definitely catch his eye. And then I think at one point after he was like, you know, in his like,
I wish I could meet him.
You know, this has been so wonderful. And I'm just so grateful for this time with you.
This is the most fun I've ever had.
Yes, yes, of course. Oh.
Something for everyone literally is in theaters now. Thank you so much, everybody. We make the show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.